Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the maiden voyage of the Jimmy Smith Show.
That's right. Ah, 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 ah.
give him your Raven, Marianne. That's what we're talking about.
A little more genuine.
So it's going to be on usually Monday nights, but today, since we had a Monday night game, you get us on a Tuesday night. And Jimmy, we appreciate you doing this. Where's your mind after that tough national loss to the Raiders, you know, national TV, Monday Night Football? Everybody was watching that game from Allegiant Stadium. Where are you right now? What do you think?
I mean, it was a tough game, obviously. We didn't perform the way I thought we could have on defense at the end there. But, you know, it's one game. There's 16 more. And, you know, I think that we have a really good team, so we're going to bounce back. We've got to bounce back quickly against this week against the Chiefs, so.
Hey, we were wondering before we came on, you were inactive last night. Do you travel out to Vegas? Do you stay home and get some treatment? What do you even know you're going to be inactive? So you might have to go, and then you hear when you're out there that you're not going to be playing. How does all that shake out?
Well, I mean, this week I knew already, but I did travel this week. But usually when you get hurt, you don't travel. It depends on what type of injury you have. It's something you can stand around on, but having an ankle, I didn't travel to like Carolina or anything like that and go up with the team. But for this one, since I could walk around and move, they let me travel. I was from San Bernardino, so I had some family come travel up and come see me. So it kind of worked out. I mean, it was already planned a month in advance before I got hurt. So
yeah.
I'm happy I still got to travel, though.
Kirk and Marianne, we're on with Jimmy Smith, the Jimmy Smith Show, number 22. How's that ankle feeling? We thought you returned to practice. There was a chance you'd be out there covering Darren Waller, who is an absolute beast. And you know him because he was a Raven for a time. So you're getting close, aren't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's getting healed up. Definitely took a little longer than I thought it would.
Did you see this out of Waller when he was here?
Yeah, actually, the first time he lined up against a wide receiver, I was just like, this guy needs to play tight end. He's a definite mismatch problem. I think it'd be a little different if he lined up every single play on the outside. I think tight end is the best position for him.
Jimmy, here's something I'm wondering. Okay, so we asked you, you know, how are you feeling after the loss? And losing a game is part of the game, right? So I always wonder, do they have, like, sports psychologists that teach you guys tricks on how to move on? It seems like whenever we would talk to Anthony Levine, he'd be like, going to the next game.
They move on quick.
They do. Right, he didn't let it settle.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you can't soak at all. It's just too quick. Like you said, you have another game in 5 days from now, so you don't really have time to soak. I mean, you can go back and look at the film to see what we need to fix, but
yeah.
To dwell on one game, it'd be silly.
Well, we got, as you said, 16 more, a longer season. And next up, the Kansas City Chiefs. It does not get easy in this league. Jimmy Smith, it's his show, Kirk and Marianne, on 98 Rock, the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens.
It's the Jimmy Smith Show. Are we doing the Jimmy Smith Show or Hour? Do we know?
It's a Jimmy Smith Show.
It's a Jimmy Smith Show. You must feel good about that, Jimmy. And, of course, a brutal loss last night. Jimmy, for your show, do you want dancers? I mean, it's your show. Do you want some cool music as an intro? Remember Anthony Levine wanted special music? We can do that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
What do you like? What do you want for intro music?
I like old school music.
How old school?
How old?
Commodores,
yeah.
Biggie. How old you going?
Kanye.
Yeah,
old.
I like the Commodores, actually. I like Al Green.
Oh, wow.
We could do this.
I
can
like
get you intro.
This is one of my favorite groups.
Listen, my man's got an old soul. He's back in the 1970s aisle.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What do you listen to? You don't listen to that before a game, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
If you ask any of the training staff, like the doctors and all that, usually I go into their medical room and I'll put my little portable speaker up there and I'll just put on all the oldies.
So
they love when I'm back playing and because they're in there grooving.
Hey, how do you teach a young guy to be a pro? What's a tip you would tell like an Ardarius Washington or a Geno Stone or somebody like that, Iman Marshall? How could you help them along, learn their trade a little bit better since you've been doing this for 11 years?
Something something I was forced to learn. really, mm-hmm. taking care of your body is probably the number one thing. It's something that when you're young, you don't really think about too much, especially coming from any type of, you know, certain universities. They might not really emphasize really taking care of your body, eating right, doing all those things. At least back then when I was coming out, I didn't really learn about any of that until I got to the league and you see people. And it's really, I had to learn by example, by watching other people.
Right.
Brandon Carr was really instrumental late in my career when he came,
mm-hmm.
because I watched him every single day eating nuts and just like I don't know, weird things, but eating nuts and drinking certain types of coffees and eating certain types of food just so he had certain type of energy.
Yeah.
Every day, because, you know, as you get older, you lose that a little bit. And he's kind of one that showed me how to really take care of my body a little bit more and really take certain supplements to give me that extra, you know, push during the day to get through all these days.
I'm shocked that they wouldn't focus on your body. I mean, that's your whole tool.
Well,
I mean, I get that you learn plays and stuff, but your body is so the health of your physical.
It's up to you, though. It's up to each guy.
That, yeah.
They tell you it's your own business for a reason. You are your own business, so it's really on you. I mean, when I first got to the Ravens, they used to put out the meal plan, the meals, and they would have a red sign, a yellow sign, and a green sign to tell you the good, the medium, and the bad food, basically. But they still give you the option of which one you wanted to eat.
That's
now
funny.
It's more just straight. Yeah, now it's only healthy, but at the time, you know, 2011, 2012, that's how they serve the food. It was green, red, or yellow.
That's
so I wanted to eat what you wanted to eat.
Hey, what kind of smoothie do you grab after practice? You got a green one, red one?
I got the mango little smoothie.
Mary,
little orange one.
They put a whole table out. And
of
guys,
smoothies?
Oh, yeah. And different ones are for different things. And the guys will come up, study the table a little bit, then they'll grab one.
Yeah.
I want to grab one quick, but I want to come back the next day.
Yeah.
So I don't touch them.
Those recovery smoothies. I mean, they hired Sarah Snyder, our nutritionist, and she's done a great job in trying to help us get, you know, little things in there, little snacks and drinks and little supplements that can help us, yeah, just to keep our energy up high.
Well, we're going to keep it going after a short one. Jimmy Smith Show, Kirk and Mary Ann, we're just along for the ride. It's 98 Rock, Baltimore. The Jimmy Smith Show on 98 Rock. It's the Kansas City Chiefs coming up this week, another nationally televised game. Sunday night football, which seems to have supplanted Monday night football. It used to be Monday night football. Everybody geeked out. But for some reason, Sunday night now has risen to that spot. So what about Patrick Mahomes, Jimmy? I mean, this guy seems to have our number right now.
Yeah. We haven't beat him one time, at least since I played. We haven't beat him once. We got close in, what, 2018, I want to say?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's had our number. He's a great quarterback. They've had a ton of weapons, and just seems like they're just a little bit ahead of us last time we played them as well.
So Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, it's almost like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Do you think they're going to have one of those rivalries where for the rest of their career they're going to be side by side, neck and neck type thing?
Yeah, I mean, as long as Lamar is stacking up the MVPs and, you know, getting to the playoffs and making playoff pushes, get some Super Bowls, they'll definitely be in the conversation because, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to be in that conversation until he stops playing.
And so Marlon Humphrey, an All-Pro, Marcus Peters is out. What do you see out of Anthony Averett? And, you know, you mentioned weapons, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, you know, Allaire, they've got a lot, and Kelsey. Ooh, it's tough.
Yeah.
So everybody better come ready. Pack your lunch.
Psyching them out? They're like, oh, dang, I can't imagine this game.
Nah, we played them already. We already know what it's like. We know what that team is like. We know what type of offensive game they bring and the tempo they bring when they play us. We know they're going to be – they probably have already practiced for us like we practiced for them during training camp. So it's going to be one of those, you know – shootouts, hopefully, that we can this time come out on top. But they got, like you said, they got speed. That's what Kansas City is known for. They got speed everywhere. We have Sammy over here, you know, to tell us a little bit about what they have going on. But, you know, it's still nothing. It's not going to really help too much to be able to get out there and just play ball.
And they got to play in front of a Baltimore crowd. Last time they came, Marianne, it was crickets because nobody was allowed
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
But we saw what...
That is the weirdest.
Yeah, so...
By far the weirdest game to be in is playing in an NFL game, and it's silent because it really feels like a scrimmage.
Right. I always wonder that. Like, do you feed off the energy or is it distracting? It's got to be so different.
Keep it down, y'all.
Absolutely. The Raiders stadium last night was so electric. I don't think I've heard a stadium that loud since we played the Seahawks. Like, it was unbelievably loud in there, especially, you know, during crunch time.
Did you always want to do a show, Jimmy?
What you mean?
Like we're doing right now.
He still doesn't want to do it.
I mean, because you...
No, I've actually done one before with my buddy about Jimmy Seafood.
Oh, yeah, John Minidakis.
I don't mind it.
Getting around your locker sometimes when we could do that type of thing. You were reluctant every now and then.
Depends on the day.
It depends on the day.
I get that. I get that. I hear you. I want to ask a real quick question, too. I was trying to look you up. Are you on Twitter? What's your favorite social media platform? I don't see
if
you
he's on Twitter. I can't find him.
Uh-uh.
No, I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
Hey.
Facebook.
I'm a little old now.
Yeah.
And what's Facebook again? I don't know. I'll have to Google it.
It's like the abacus.
That's no TikTok. Right. TikTok.
Yeah, I just got off my MySpace and Facebook.
It's MySpace.
Jimmy, that's fresh. Great. All right, well. We got to search him out on Facebook.
I see that.
It's actually Jimmy Truly Amazing Smith.
Oh.
You put
I
that
have
out
a link.
There. Yeah. Is it a private account?
No, it's not. It's my original college account, and I just never.
Truly
just
Amazing. Where'd you get Truly Amazing, Jimmy, real quick?
Truly Amazing is a tattoo I have down my biceps. So there's a guy, actually, Pat Williams. That played for CU and was a scout for the Ravens that we went to college together. And I seen he had these Truly Blessed tattoos, and I thought that was so cool. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get Truly Amazing. So I just copied them.
Your children are gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm stalking on Facebook.
That's why I got Bugs Bunny, because a buddy of mine had, I guess, Elmer Fudd. All right, the Jimmy Smith Show on 98 Rock. Truly Amazing.
We're back. It's the Jimmy Smith Show.
Whoa!
Truly Amazing. That's Jimmy right. Smith. We do miss the fact that we're not out and about at a bar, but, you know, we'll do what we can for now. Are we going to be Zooming these soon, Jimmy? Are you going to allow cameras
Jimmy
in your room?
Jimmy ain't Zooming. Oh, Zoom.
I can zoom,
y'all.
Oh. I'm just staring at his pictures on the computer.
You need
just
to get off his page. Get off that man's page.
I'm adding you as a friend.
So, yeah. Jimmy, when did you know you could play in the NFL? Were you in high school?
College more. My brother always instilled in my head that I was going to be a first-round corner. I had no clue. I just learned how to play football. So,
wow.
But I was a hooper growing up. But when I got to high school, my brother made me play football and just kept telling me that you're going to be a first-round corner. You're going to be a first-round corner, and it actually happened.
That's amazing. He got it in your head.
Hey, yeah. What do you say to people that say that defensive backs can't catch? That's why they're defensive backs.
I've never said
defensive
that.
Back, that's true. Most
You've heard that.
It's true. He's like, yeah, there's some truth to that.
He said most of them.
I'll say this. I was recruited. All my scholarships except for like two of them were at wide receiver. I played tight end in high school. We ran a wing tee, so I really was just a wide receiver. But I only had two scholarships for defense, and it was at Washington State and Colorado.
And nice.
So he said, I will take my talents to Colorado. And that worked out good. First round draft pick.
Yeah. Well, I committed to Washington State and then went back. Dan Hawkins made me believe Colorado was going to win a national championship that next year. I really, really thought we were. Needless to say, we went 2-10.
Right. I was just going to say, Marianne, I like the one kid who went to Colorado, ended up sleeping with the coach's daughter. You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy.
Ooh. What is this?
Juicy. What's this gossip?
It was a quarterback. He had a Hawaiian name or something like that. I'll have to look it up. I'm not in front of a computer right now. That'll be for the second Jimmy Smith Show. Now Marianne's looking it up.
Now I'm Googling. Hold on. Well, speaking of which, earlier in our show, we were talking about awkward living arrangements. And so we were like, have you ever had to become roommates with people that were Like, do you have to double, triple up in the room, or?
No, we didn't have to do that. Our rookie year, we did have to share rooms. I had to share a room with Shockey Brown, and Shockey Brown loved to talk to his family the entire night. But before games, it was crazy. But no, we didn't really have to do too much of that.
So when you're on the road, everybody gets their own room. It's not like the '60s where they double you up, two fullbacks together, tight ends.
Yeah, not anymore. You can buy your own room now.
Oh, no, I bet.
Jimmy, what are you eating now since you're taking care of your body?
The red, the blue, the green, or yellow?
No, he's probably just eating grains and stuff.
I have a nutritionist. He's like based out in Dallas, but it's really just so because I did have a problem with my food because I like to eat everything, and the thing is really just trying not to eat too much sweet in my diet. So I'll just have 7 grams of protein, and I'll have a good starch or carb and some vegetables, and I pretty much eat that all through the season.
Homie came in, cut up. The first one is in the books, the Jimmy Smith Show.
I want to thank the Ben Garner Home Team for sponsoring the show. Greatly appreciate it.
Ben Garner Home Team.
I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Yeah, Jimmy. Always a pleasure. Thanks. See you out there at Under Armour Performance Center. Don't ignore me.
I won't do that.
Do you think you could pick Kirk out of a lineup? Do you think you know what he looks
Absolutely.
Like?
I rolled up to him the other day. I was like, Jimmy,
it's me.
I know exactly what he looks like.
Okay.
Hey, I'm like one of those stickers that gets on you when you run through the woods. You know what I mean? Catches on.
I'm here. Awesome. Thanks so much.
22!
And yes.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Jimmy Smith Show. All right. It's Kirk and Marianne checking out. See you next week, Marianne.
Good night.
See you next week.